Week 1. Self. Day 1. Habit. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Aristotle. When I was pregnant with my first child, everyone used to give me unsolicited advice. It was as if my pregnant belly were a sign saying, "Please tell me what to do. I have no clue." Of course, family and friends offered their advice, but it wasn't just them. The cashier at the grocery store, the gardener, the esthetician, the hairstylist, even the jogger who stopped in mid-run, all had advice. I found it pretty endearing, actually, sometimes even amusing. And occasionally there were some pretty helpful tips. One common suggestion was to stick to a routine, especially before bed. At the time, I wondered, what's with the dire need for all this routine? Well, now a busy mom of two, I clearly see how much routine can make someone feel in control and happy, secure, resilient. Without routine, or if there's any change in routine, my kids are thrown off. Their behavior suffers, their sleep suffers, and so do their parents. As a scientist, I was always curious about why children are so thrown off by a change in routine. Routines and habits signal the brain that everything is as it always is and should be. Their safety net is ripped from under them as the brain notices change. While toddlers have an extreme need for routine, it's a universal example that extends to adults as well. We are biologically wired to need habits. Approximately 40% of our day is spent performing habitual, automatic tasks. We're mostly on autopilot because it's easy, and reliability makes us feel safe. A new skill becomes a habit when the repetitive behavior converts into something that is mechanical, something we don't have to waste energy to even think about. Good habits are healthy, protective, and productive. They help us be more resilient by providing consistency and security so we can focus our energy on other things, on bouncing back from adversity. So why do people have bad habits if they're clearly not helping us in any way? Bad habits still give us a sense of comfort that makes them hard to break since they're so dependable. They are there for a reason, usually fulfilling a need, whether done because of boredom, anxiety, or loneliness. And we tend to get used to things quickly, even if they're not good for us, because we get a reward from the behavior. Behaviors such as eating even after we're full, because we're bored, watching too much TV at night, because we're lonely or procrastinating, biting our nails, because of anxiety, looking at our phone during dinner, because we don't want to talk to anyone, and so on. We do it because that's what we've come to rely on, even when we know it's not good for us. We get addicted to the false reward those bad habits give us. Resilient people know what their bad habits are and know how to break them. They replace them with better habits. They have enough control and self-understanding to do this. Fundamentally, resilient people always have a secure foundation formed from their generally positive repetitive behaviors to bounce back to. They are more likely to take the initiative to fight through a challenging situation because they don't have to spend so much energy sorting through their life day to day. Their positive habits support their daily functioning and free energy to focus on and overcome more demanding things. David Karp, the founder of Tumblr, makes a list in his notebook of things that need to get done that day as he reads emails. He's become so accustomed to this routine that he doesn't have to think about it. He just does it. It frees his brain for other, complicated tasks at hand. Every positive habit we make becomes one less positive behavior we have to think about, giving us more space and energy to engage in other positive behaviors. Oprah gives herself at least 20 minutes every day to set everything aside and meditate. This daily habit allows her to feel anchored and in control, and it gives her the security to be able to deal with any adversity because she knows she can trust her daily rituals to carry her through.